The Closing Market Report is a production of Illinois Public Media from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Find us online at willag.org. This is the Closing Market Report for Tuesday afternoon, the first trading day of the week. Don Day is here. He's meteorologist from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, thanks for being with us. We're closing in on harvest time. It's been really hot, but the next 24 hours, I guess, are going to be really transitional.
Well, they are. We are looking at a fairly typical September weather pattern in the sense that we're starting to see some things happening with the jet stream, things that are showing us signs that we are definitely into late summer. But speaking of late summer, we're certainly seeing those warm temperatures developing across the Corn Belt and Midwest here. And it's been a long stretch of heat. We're getting a lot of heat units accumulated, and that trend will continue for a little bit longer before we start to see some changes in the weather pattern across North America towards the middle to the end of next week, which is going to bring some cooler weather our way. We're going to see a couple of cold fronts, one late this week and another one towards late next week.
You know, I was thinking going from 95 to 80 was a transition, but apparently you've got some cooler temperatures in mind in the next week and a half.
Yeah, we do. We've got a cold front that's going to be coming through as we get on into Wednesday night and Thursday. So that'll bring some cooler air to the Corn Belt Midwest. Especially you're going to notice this as you get into Friday. Temperatures are going to be down considerably, and cool, dry air behind that system will provide us with several days of sunny, dry conditions. Temperatures are then going to warm up first half of next week. Late next week will be the next cold front.
What kind of evening lows will we have during that period?
Well, we should be able to see temperatures getting back down to the 50s at night. There might even be some 40s in places in the Midwest Friday night and Saturday morning.
All right. Anything else in the United States or around the planet that we should be keeping track of?
Well, there's going to be some increase in tropical activity. We're going to see actually a little bit of rain get into southern and central California from what's now Hurricane Linda off the west coast of Mexico. Watch the Gulf of Mexico. We've got two areas. One west of Florida, and another area that could develop near Texas later this week and next week.
And do you suppose, and I know this is really early, that either of those, and sometimes it just depends, will route through the beginning of the harvest season and drop rain in either the eastern or the western Corn Belt?
Well, I would say at the moment, no. The pattern that we see is going to probably keep the tropical activity into those southern states.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Don. We appreciate you taking time each week with us.
Thanks, Todd.